Hi everyone, it's Rigger J, and this is my geeky, kinky, techie audio blog for January 29th, 2024. So, just a quick personal update. It's been a rough 2.5, 3 years. I'm currently living in Seattle, for those that may or may not realize, and I moved out here 2 years ago for a job. But unfortunately, I got laid off, so I am now on the fourth month of trying to find a new job. But anyway, I don't want to do a depressive, frustrated update. I want to talk about something way more interesting. Some time ago, I did an audio blog, just kind of how to reduce creepers on FetLife. And since then, FetLife has released a lot of different changes around profiles. And so what I thought I would do is go through those profiles changes, because a lot of people don't realize that they're there. The updates get lost in the FetLife announcements, and you know, once you've set up your account, why go into the settings? So what we're going to do is just walk through the account settings and talk about some of the cool new features, the implications, and I will give examples for myself. Starting off, you get to the settings page. You get click on your icon in the upper right and click on settings, and then you can get to all the settings from there. I will state that I use the web page both in mobile and home with on my phone. I don't use the application, so I do not know what the application experience is. I presume that those things are all there. I just don't know where they are and how to get to them. And now we dive into the general info section. So they've added some interesting change-ups. So you can pick multiple genders, a maximum of 3. You may not freeform it. You do have to pick from a list. Same thing goes with orientation. You can have up to 5. And you can have a collection of roles. For example, I have artist, rope top, gremlin, chaos gremlin tamer, and brat enabler. You can't make custom ones, unfortunately. They've also, and a lot of people don't realize this, finally added a pronoun section, which you can have a maximum of 3. I currently have he, him, and they, them. You can also put your birthday, and you can put how active you are. On the same page is also where you type in where you're located, and I'm going to talk about location stuff more later. Also, a nice thing they've added is, so you have the looking for, long-term, short-term, play partner, master, dominant, submissive, slave, friendship, etc. But they also have a not looking for, relationships, long-term relationship, long-distance, play partner, etc. What's nice about this is that when you send a message to someone, on the right of the message box, will say, here's what they're looking for, here's what they're not looking for. Sort of a nudge, not that the people that are harassing and creepy would pay attention to that, but at least it's there. And I find that that's a nice update. The next one on the main profile is you got the big about page. Nothing's really changed there. Relationships have not changed. There a lot of people... this used to not be a thing, but happily now you have to be friends with them, somebody to add them as a relationship. So that's good. The fetishes, sorry, I will cough a little bit. Allergies and wonderful crap like that with the season. Fetishes really have not changed, and same with websites. The second tab on settings is an account, and there's some good stuff here. So you got your nickname, your email, mobile number, mine's blank, password, multi-factor authentication, and then you can also mark yourself, your profile account type to be personal or organization. I haven't dived into what implications of an organization profile is, but if you're doing anything like running a group, it may be worth doing. One feature a lot of people don't realize is you can email FetLife your photos. And on this tab, you can see the account, the email address to do that. It's a random series of numbers and letters, at upload.fetlife.com. You can restrict it to only accept emails from your personal email address, but given the fact that it's a random number and they like to such a random number, and they're doing security by obscurity, which is not really a good idea, you can optionally, that's not checked by default, it seems, say you can only re accept emails from your account. I recommend you do that. Also, they've added a bunch of supporter-only features. And if you're a supporter, you can hide any apps that show in line with threads of conversations on activity feeds, etc., both on the app and on mobile devices. I just use Adblock and it doesn't show up. The nice thing is that you can set your mobile to always display the desktop version of FetLife. I really don't like the mobile optimizations they did, and that's something I use. And lastly, no, not lastly, near the end of this page, they have some beta features, and one of them is the light theme. I mean, a lot of developer geeks and people like using dark themes, but early on when FetLife started, dark themes were not super popular. So being on FetLife on your phone or on a web on a computer really stood out when you were using this all dark theme. So you had an option they've added to put a light theme. And the last thing that I really like is they have an export your data feature. I believe that this is actually a legal requirement for European rules, but when you click export data, you're going to get all your content sent to you. Your profile, your pictures, your videos, your writings, all that kind of stuff. I believe even your messages. And they're going to send you an email, and they're going to send you to a website that you click on and you can download it. It is really good for getting those backups of all your imagery. Or if you're going to delete your profile and you want to keep everything, get it. This is also the page that you, one of the pages that you can delete or deactivate your profile. They've done a lot of good changes around privacy on FetLife. I don't know why this is at the top of the page of this tab, but they have rules managing following. And you have a, and they have a little warning box, but it says, allow a non-friend to follow you. And that can be a good thing, you know, or you can say, nope, only my friends can follow me. And that's a way to, you know, reduce creepers and stalkers. The thing is that if you uncheck allow a non-friend to follow you, all your followers get deleted. So you have been warned. That's it. You uncheck it, and it doesn't even look like there's a save button. You lose all your followers. That's fun. The other thing they can do is you can disable FetLife recommending you to follow others to follow you. If you want to keep a lower profile, that's a nice option. The requests feature is really nice, and it gives you the option of dictating who can send you a friend request. By default, it's all friend all FetLifers, but you can also say only friends of my friends can add you as a send you a friend request. A lot of people just friend everybody. I strongly am a proponent of limiting your friends to being people that you know, or because of, you know, they're doing only friends con oh, friends only content and they want you to see it, then friending. I've had problems in the past of people using the fact that I was friends with somebody that meant I endorsed them. And just because I'm a friend with someone does not mean I endorse them. And the other nice thing is who can tag you in a photo. And I currently have it set to just friends of friends. You can say everybody or just friends. So that will really help drop a lot of noise if you're getting a lot of creepers. You can drop who can send you a friend request. You can also, for kinky and popular, decide who, you know, can your con what content of yours can go on kinky and popular. Maybe you don't want your pictures being broadcast to the wide world, but just the people that are actively following and friending you. Well, you can turn off your pictures, your videos, and your writings. There's also another section called Fresh and Pervy, which is basically here's the newest content uploaded on FET. And you can also regulate that. Same thing, pictures, videos, and writings. Also, FET has been putting in search features, and they search a lot of different aspects of profile. You type in Seattle Rope, and you will find profiles with Seattle Rope. You'll find groups about Seattle Rope and events about Seattle Rope. So that's kind of helpful. So if you don't want to show up in those search results, you can turn that off. This is a huge one, the next piece, and this is location visibility. A lot of people will put on their profile, they will pick Antarctica. Well, with this feature, you can locate yourself in Seattle, and that is useful for or wherever you live. And that's very useful because the events page will show you stuff in your local area. But you don't want people to see that you live in Seattle because there are some tricks where people will go to the Seattle section, look for the city, and be able to find all the people that they like by their age and gender. So what FetLife has put in place is you can decide at the city, state, or country level what people can see. So for example, on my profile, I have that my friends can see that I'm in Seattle, everybody can see I'm in Washington State, and everyone can see I'm in the United States. So what people see who are not my friends will see Rigger J. He's a 103-year-old male artist, because that's the role I picked, and he's in Washington, United States. I could have just had it as United States, but my friends will see my age. Well, I fake my age. I take the oldest you can enter. I'm a 103-year-old artist living in Seattle, Washington. Also, one nice thing is that there's a places tab where you can see, look in Seattle and see everyone in Seattle. You can actually turn off, regardless of what your profile says, you can stop yourself from showing up in the places section. That means really you don't need to do the Antarctica thing as much anymore because you can control where you show up, which really will reduce the creepers finding you through location-based information on FetLife. And then the next big one. This is wonderful. It's inbox privacy settings. This is controlling who can write you a message. And there's kind of two levels to this. There is what shows up in your inbox, who can't send you, or does it go to this special folder called requests? So wide open, friends, people I follow, people who follow me, and everyone else goes right in my inbox. You can go kinky. That's friends go in your inbox, people you follow go in your inbox. But if people that follow you or don't have any connection to you, they go into the request folder. Now you can get a little bit more hardcore. So your friends can write you. They can fo people who follow who people you follow can write you. People following you end up in the request bucket. But people that are not connected to you, they can't even send you a message. This will massively drop unwanted mail. And then there's the last one, which is most strict. Only your friends can write you. People that follow that you follow get a message request. People that follow you and everyone else cannot send a message. There is one exception to this. If you're a member of a group or organizing an event, and you've RSVP'd to it, they can write you regardless of these settings. They need to be able to. A couple of other features is can you attach photos to private messages? Obviously, this is a great way for the classic cock shot to show up. So they have some settings where just your friends can send you photos in a private message, or you can say anybody. Or you can say no one. I don't like read receipts. There's just too much drama related around them. So one of the features they have as an option is when you're in a mailbox in a conversation, you can see who's typing. And I've just turned that off for me. The next tab is always interesting, but most people don't touch this. And this is notifications. It's do you get an email or a web? There's two types of notifications. Do you get a web pop-up notification from your web browser, or do you get an email? And so here you can drop all the spam. Like if you're fighting, and I think by default, FetLife turns most of these off now because they were having a lot of problems being called a spammer due to the way they send mail out. But you can control when you get notifications from conversations, group conversations, mentions, friends, updates, and so on. Not as a big deal, but there's a massive list and it goes by every group that you're in. If you're a supporter, there's an activity feed tab, and this is a good thing for keeping your main feed manageable. So if you're a supporter, you can, that friend that at like loves every photo or posts 30,000 photos in a day, you can mute that notification. And speaking of muted, there's also the ability to mute groups, members, and tags. And what these do is any content that is related to the tag will not show up in your activity feed. Writings, videos, someone being tagged in content, someone who loves content, comments. So if you have a trigger warning around rope, and you just don't want to see rope because it's everywhere, you can add rope as a muted tag and it will not show up as your notifications. Same thing when you're muting a group, you just won't see anything in your feed related to that group. Some groups are very noisy, and this helps get rid of that. And also, then there also comes just you have a friend, and they're so noisy. They do so much, and they just fill your feed. You can mute them. You haven't lost your friendship. You're still following them, but you just stop seeing them in the latest activity feed. And of course, you've got your blocked page. I've been on FET a long time. I'm like member 2700. They no longer do sequential. I currently have about 800 people blocked. Spammers and stuff like that, and just a long time. And then finally, the payment history. I don't. The first time I paid for FetLife was in 2011. And then I gifted one friend and I paid for a couple of months on and off over the years. And I have not been a member of FetLife in about 2 years. Anyway, I hope this rundown is useful and interesting to you. And feel free if you want to reach out. I'll have to make sure I check my request box, but you can reach out to me on FetLife, Rigger J. You can message me at podcast@riggerj.com. You can also hit me up on Instagram, riggerj_photo, and on Twitter, which I still kind of use, riggerj_photo. Well, have a great day.